It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening or are watching Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than a Mormon boy looking to rub one out. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen. Go to davincomedy.com, click live broadcast. Or as lots of folks do these days, they go to the Davin's Den page on Facebook, and they chat in that little chat room, and Pip will take care of you over there. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by the one and only Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip. Joe. Oh, Joe will be here in about an hour or so. So don't worry. You'll get your fill of Joe. Joe is doing his plug-a-palooza today. He was on Don Jameson's show earlier, and then he was on Anthony Cumia's show, and then he'll resume his place over here to plug A Fragile Sky online concert. So I think that drops, as the kids say, on Friday. So
he was even wearing a Fragile Sky mask in pictures that I saw on the Book of Faces.
You know what, I saw Joe wearing that mask, and I was like, what a shame, they've taken his freedom. Why did they do that to the poor man? They've taken Joe's freedom. How could they do that?
But it's about damn time.
It's about damn time. Somebody capture Joe. On the show, it may be harder for teens in Utah to get hard. We'll explain. School of Fools and Slavery once again gets Whitey in trouble. Why these teachers keep on trying to reinvent the wheel when it comes to teaching slavery. Every fucking time it goes horribly wrong. We got two of those stories. Fox News. I'd watch that. Fox News needs Generation X to fight the outrage against the machine. They need you! You, Generation X. I'm Gen X. You Gen X? You're Gen X.
No.
Gen X.
Actually, the last year of the boomers.
Gen X starts in 65.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, yeah, I'm 64.
Oh, you start. Oh, oh, wow. So you and Joe are boomers. That explains why you guys are both so old and crotchety. There you go.
You have no idea.
I thought you guys were Gen X. Like, I think when I looked at it, I'm like, 65 seems like a very early time to start Generation X. I thought that should be like 70, but no, I'm actually at the tail end of Gen X. I'm just a few scant years away from being a millennial. But you know what's funny? Well, you know what's funny about the millennials? Because people don't really understand it, because everybody who's younger than them is a millennial. All these millennials! But there's actually, like, millennials, and then there's, like, Gen Z. But at our age, and everybody older, a little bit younger, all these fucking millennials, these 18-year-old millennials, like, no, they're not millennials, but, you know.
No, there are these kids and whippersnappers.
I guess. I don't know. Also... Also,
that's very boomer of me.
It is very boomer of you. Okay, boomer. Also, the new Captain America's coming out, and he's going to be gay. He's going to be gay. And I guess that's controversial for some on the right. So we'll talk about that. Also, in that story, which I'm really going to have a lot of fun with, I must admit. I actually could have given everybody homework on it, but I did not. One of the hosts positing is, how come there's not conservative superheroes? I really want to see a Donald Trump supporting superhero. So we're going to get into that, because I had a lot of fun with that. But yes, it's always about Trump. But yes, so in June, for Gay Pride Month, there's a new Captain America in the comic books. And he's gay, and some people have a problem with that. Okay, get upset about comic books. Why not? And, of course, scamming scammers. So we got a full slate of things to talk about. I guess the first thing I want to talk about is, so I split my nail like a month or two ago. Riveting conversation, I know. Not the point. Not the point.
I got this hangnail that's really troubling me.
No, I know. When I split a nail, you would think it's a Pip and Joe segment, and I'm off and running doing something else. But no, there's a point to this, because I know how to fucking direct conversations.
But, sure there is.
Well, we'll find out, but I think there is. So apparently it's a calcium deficiency, possibly. I don't know. That's not the point. That's not the point either. So I realized that there is something that most people love. They look forward to it. Like every couple of weeks, some people will go in and they will pamper themselves and do this thing. Whereas it makes me nauseous. It makes me sick to my stomach. The sound and feeling of a nail being filed is awful to me. Awful. It is like the word moist to a lot of people. You know, like how you say moist, like, ah, or the wife, like, panties, ah. Like, my nail is being filed, and I've never filed my nails, but I have to for this, or the sound, like, when, like, you know, obviously I've dated a few women in my life, and, you know, they're girls, and, you know, not to be stereotypical.
What? You just buried the lead.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not as liberal as some would think, but, like, they would file their nails, and that sound. It drives me crazy. But people love it. Girl, women, they love to get manicures and pedicures. Guys love doing that shit. And it's an awful feel. Like, so the wife is filing my nail because I'm not a big boy yet. I don't know how to do this thing. I honestly don't know how to file a nail. But she's like filing my nail. I'm like, she's like, stop scrunching down. Stop pulling away. And I just want to leave my finger there and be like in a different zip code. Like, I don't want to participate in this. And I have to do it. I have to keep it short. Otherwise, because when it gets too long, then it splits again. It's a whole fucking production. I've had enough with this for stunking a nail. I'm not going to lie to you. But
you know, excuse me, I had to cough. I totally understand what you're saying about, like, there's things that just, like, you know, it's like chewing on tinfoil. It's just, it goes to your very bones and makes you so sick that you're like, ah! And you just want to, like chop off your arm and get away from it.
Right, but the weird thing about me is people love this. Love it. Love. Oh, I got to get my nails done. Oh, girls, let's go get our nails done. And you find the Asians and they're just dutifully filing the nails. So apparently they don't mind the sound of it and everything. Ooh, he's stereotypical. Yeah, I am. Anyway, but but like, is there something that most normal people love, look forward to, and enjoy, but you detest?
Well, actually, it's not the test, but as far as I don't go and get my nails done, you know, I just, like, you know, cut them and file them myself.
Ah!
And every once in a while, if I'm feeling excited, I put on polish. But
even talking about, even like, even the word file, no.
Oh, wow. Just like, but I'm one of those weirdos. If I get a pedicure, which I do, because. Mm-hmm. You know, your nails are a pain in the ass, especially if you want to, like, paint them. I'm not good at that. So I will every once in a while go and get a pedicure, and I actually did so many, many months ago, and my big toes are still showing, the tips of them are still showing the polish that poor woman gave me. But I did it on a whim, and what I forgot is that people touching my feet makes me laugh.
A lot of people are ticklish on their feet,
and I just sit there and I giggle away, and I mean it's stereotypical, but it happens to be true. In all of the nail salons I've been to recently up here, you know, all of the ladies are either mostly Korean, but, you know, or you know, another
Vietnamese,
or Asian,
Vietnamese
in general,
yeah.
And they speak to each other in their own language, and I could tell they're all talking about me, like, what is with this one? Because I laugh my way through it. I try to stifle, but I can't. It's just ridiculous.
That was a Seinfeld episode. Remember, they were talking about Elaine. So
yes.
So Elaine brought George's father in there.
Yes.
That was a whole episode. So you feel that
I remember he spoke Korean.
Yes.
So he was yelling at them.
So you feel they are talking about you.
No, I think that there's only a moment when, because they'll, like, catch each other's eye. I think there's only a moment when I start, like, laughing that they're like, what's going on? And then, like, I just say, I'm sorry. I can't help it. And then they go on with their business. But I don't think they're talking about me the whole time. Who cares? And if they are, who cares? You know, I don't care.
Is there something you detest that other people, like, enjoy? I was trying to think about it. I don't know if there's anything like that, but I know people love getting their nails done, and I can't even be in the same zip code, like, to hear it.
Right.
Like, the wife will start, like, filing her nails, and I'll have to, like, turn up the TV and give her, like, the side eyes. What the fuck are you doing? Can't you just rip your nails like I do, you fucking heathen?
Maybe she should just do it in another room, because it's just so... I think that I have, like, food peculiarities, and there are things that people enjoy eating that I'm just like, oh, like, I can't eat veal because the thought, or lamb, or deer, or rabbit, because they're cute, they're super cute, and I can't eat them.
Really?
Yeah.
Yet you live the veal lifestyle. Interesting.
Because I so relate to them. The veal lifestyle because I am a veal, and so I'm not a cannibal.
I don't know if that's the same thing or as weird as my thing. I don't think it is.
No, it's not as weird as yours that you're just like, oh, that's so horrible. I'm trying to think of something that is comparable, but I'm not landing on it right now, like something that other people seem to enjoy that I don't.
My friend Dennis Ross, may he rest in peace. He used to love getting his hair cut. Now, I don't dread getting my hair cut, but I certainly don't look forward to it. Like, I put it off. Nope. Right now, my hair's pretty long. I put it off. But he's like, no, it just makes me feel so good. Going to get a haircut. Like, if he was kind of depressed, he'd go and get his hair cut or something like that. So I wonder if people love getting their hair cut. And other people are like, no, I don't want to get my hair cut.
I don't. Well, see, this is the year of COVID, so all bets are off. But, I mean, I put off going to get my hair cut only because... You know, I'm cheap, I guess, and I'm like, you know, in between cuts, I'll cut my own, you know, bangs area, but I can't figure out how to cut the back properly, so that's always a mess.
You know why I don't get my hair cut?
And it has been for this whole year, because I haven't gotten a haircut since, you know, before COVID began.
I've had the same hair stylist since I've been up here. She's great. She's wonderful, nice lady. Here's why I don't get my hair cut all the time. Because I'm trapped and I have to talk. I don't want to talk. And I have conversation. But we know this about me. Even though I talk here because I have to, and I enjoy this, I don't want to talk. Because it's like there's an expectation that I'm amusing. And, you know, and to be a good conversationalist, you have to inquire about them. And they inquire about you. And, you know, my wife and my daughter get haircuts by her a lot of times. So how are they? It's a whole fucking thing. And I'm not there that long. I'm not in there that long, but it's just like, ugh, I'm just trapped. I don't want to get my hair cut. And it's not the same as, like, filing my nails where, I literally want to fucking blow my brains out. I mean, it's not that. But I know people look forward to getting their hair cut. And I think it's as I've gotten older. Because when I was younger, I dated one of the hairstylists. I mean, she was dumb as shit. But, you know, whatever. Dated her, and she would give me haircuts for free. Free always. Always gets me in. Free. But, like, it was funny, like, because she used to, like, trim my goatee before I had a buzzer again. This is many, many years ago. And, like, she'd have to get one of the other hairstylists to do it because she wasn't so good at doing the straight line, or I guess.
What?
So there was her, and we dated for a very brief time. So that wasn't terrible. And then there was the other one who I was seeing, not seeing, but who was cutting my hair afterwards. Who was at the same salon, and I don't know. She was just really cute, and you know, she would lean over, and you know, you got the breasts in your face. So I didn't mind that. I was younger. I probably did not hate talking to people as much as I do now. But again, but now this lady's so nice, have her home number and everything. He's like, listen, you need anything, give me a call. So nice, so good, and everything. I just don't want to talk. And it's me, and people look forward to it. I'm watching 90 Day Fiancé, and this guy is fucking nuts. One of these days we'll get to the whole 90 Day Fiancé list that I have. But he's like talking to his hairstylist like she's his therapist. And I know to a lot of people, therapists are like bartenders, where you just like, yes, let it out. You know why I'm a good listener? Because I don't want to fucking talk. That's why I'm a good listener.
Well, I often wished that I could have like a cocktail and a cigarette while I was at the therapist's, because you really do loosen up a lot more easy and have, you know, well, quality time when you're sitting there, you know, and you're relaxed with them, and that would work.
Never chit-chatted with a bartender like that. Never had a regular bartender where I was. One of the places where I was doing comedy shows, you know what? Where a couple places where I've done comedy shows, I got to know the bartenders.
And they
really liked me. But again, that wasn't like I'm hanging out there. You know, I was funny. They liked me. I was professional. They were professional. We're all on the same team here. It wasn't like I'm hanging out there and they're my therapist. I don't know.
Right. I mean, For a while I had a regular place, and it was nice because it was not pickup jointy. It was very neighborhood bar, and the owner, I got to know the owner and the bartenders, and they wouldn't put up with any creeper bullshit, you know, and so it was nice to go there and have conversations with people and just relax and feel like safer. I liked that place a lot. And as a matter of fact, afterwards, my brother and I would go there to eat in the dining area of the place, and it's very relaxing and nice. But I don't love bars as much as some people do. I mean, I think that I was having this conversation with Mr. Helix, I was having this conversation with my brother recently, that I don't love being around drunk people, because especially drunk strangers, because to me, drunk men are really unpredictable creatures, and I've had too many yucky incidents with that, and I'm done.
See, that's why you like hanging out with me, because I don't get fucking drunk.
I know, and that's great. I mean, I'm not talking about friends. For the most part, friends, if they get drunk, it's like, mostly it's funny, it's okay, you know. I mean, like, stranger men who come over and creep on you or say rude things to you. It's like, I don't need your bullshit. I really don't. I've had enough. And, you know, you have enough, you know, dealing with all the stuff that comes with your family and your friends, and it's like, I don't need strangers piling on. Get out of here.
You know, if we met now the way we met low those many years ago, we wouldn't be friends, because I don't fucking talk anymore.
I know, but you know what? I have a feeling, well, because we met in a concentrated group, you know?
It was like, a concentration camp. We were being led to the showers. and Pip had an extra crust of bread, so I batted my long eyelashes at her, and she shared that crusty old piece of stale bread, and you know, Pip and I have been friends ever since.
Wait a minute, you're telling the story wrong, because I would never share my food.
it was a long time ago. You had more to live for then, so food wasn't as central to your existence as it is now.
A little too true. I do think that if we had, a moment, like say that I had kids and we were sitting there waiting at a parent adult, you know, mm-hmm. waiting room for the kids to do some activity, I would talk to you whether you like it or not.
Here, I'll give you an example of who I am now. So, and this is 12 years ago. 12 years ago. So I drop my daughter off at preschool, and mm-hmm. I meet this one of the other moms, and we're having a really good conversation outside.
Yeah.
And I tell her, and I'm thinking, you're going to get along with my wife great. And I, and they do. They've been, you know, thick as thieves since then. But
well,
even
that's so nice.
But even 12 years ago, I knew this is way too much talking for me. I want nothing. Like, I'm going to have this conversation now, but I don't want to talk anymore.
Well, let me ask you, because we used to have to drive out to Anthony's to do the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd be in the car together for a really long time, and we would chat a little bit. Was that agony?
No, because we're friends. I don't mind talking to my friends.
Oh, I see. But it's strangers that it's...
You and I already have a history. It's already comfortable. It's not awkward. We have shared interests. You know, we have a whole past.
It's comfortable give and take, and all the background stories are, yeah, I know.
No, and you know, and Joe and I have driven all over the country together, hours on end, 12, 13 hours in a car together, and it's not uncomfortable at all, because there's a history.
Yeah.
But it's like, to meet new people, it's like, thank God I don't have to. I miss talking to people after shows, after comedy shows. I miss that, but I don't have to keep on hanging out with them. Like, oh, you know, I'll chit chat with them for a few minutes, have a drink with the lucky ones. You know, say, let me buy you. All right, I'll have a drink with you. I don't have to do that anymore. But yeah, so like the whole hairstyle thing. Again, I've known this woman since I've been up here. She's cut my hair essentially since I've been up here. Lovely woman. I like her and everything. This is her third location. I've been to three different hair salons with her and everything. So it's not her, but it's completely me. It's like, ugh. I have to sit still. I have to talk. She thinks I'm funny. Ugh, it's the worst when they think you're funny. Now I have to say witty things. And now the realtor thinks I'm funny too. But I don't talk that much, you know. But now the realtor fucking thinks I'm funny. So,
let me tell you something. I am so jealous that you are viewing homes, because it's one of my favorite things to do.
You could come along with us and be disappointed and annoyed with me.
I would love it.
Yeah, yesterday I got this from the wife. Fine. You want to just go without me? You want me to just go without you? I'm like, no. Because
no.
No, because I want to have, like, listen, I here's the reality. We're looking to spend good money. I'm not looking to buy a motorhome. But once again, like when I looked up here, we're buying in a fucking bubble, and I have a lot. We have a lot more money now than we had then. And it's like,
right,
what should get you something? What got you something nice, really nice a year ago, doesn't go far anymore.
Right.
So, and I'm always the one going, okay, I can envision this. I could see this. I could do this. I can make this work. And she'll be like, no, this is too small. This is too far. I don't like – and she also worries about the money a lot more than I do. Like, I'm just like, we'll figure it out. Don't worry about it. It's like, no, it'll be too stressful. And there's not a ton of stuff on the market right now. The stuff should be coming on, but there's not a ton of stuff. But it's just like, ah. Oh. But yeah.
Well, what's a bunch of idiots marching through their homes spewing COVID all over the place?
Well, I mean,
not me.
Several months ago, they were doing it on Zoom. Like, you couldn't even go to their house. Now you got to wear masks or sometimes booties, sometimes gloves and everything. But yeah, so the realtor thinks I'm funny now, too. But the good thing is, my wife is there, so I don't have to do the talking. You know, when I'm getting my hair cut, I got nobody riding shotgun. It's all me, baby.
I know. I mean, there have been times I have had the same hairdresser, no comments, you people. I've had the same hairdresser I held one of her babies and fed him while she was cutting my hair, and he's in college. So, and I met her before any babies, and I just met her as a fluke, and I would talk to her because she had terrific hair. And she said, well, I happen to be a hairdresser. And I started seeing her at her salon, and then when she started having kids, she moved to her basement and has a little set up there. And I've been going there for decades. And I'm very comfortable with Nancy. She's a lovely person.
But you like talking to people. I know you say you don't. You like talking to people.
I do.
You genuinely enjoy. Whereas people think I like talking to people because I do that for a living, and I can act, I guess, on some level, and I can feign a lot of interest. But I don't like talking to, I mean, I talk to you, but what do we talk on the phone, twice a year? Talk on the phone twice.
We're kind of like save it for the show people. Really, what I was saying to you just before we started, I think that one of the appeals of this show is that we're really us, mm-hmm. and, you know, we don't even talk before we're about to start because we save it to talk here, and it's really genuinely, well, what we think and what we do, and I think that that's the appeal of the show for some people.
When we were in person doing this, yeah. you and I used to chit chat, but
yeah,
now I'll reach out to you if I think something's bothering you, like if I think something's bothering you, I'll reach out to you, go, what's going on, and you know, we'll try to, you know, traverse that together, work through that. Usually it's about how Mr. Helix is a pain in the ass and he has to change everything, and I'm like, you're absolutely right. But when it's we used to talk, now we don't talk, and it's not like I'm picking up the phone, girl, we need to talk.
It's no secret to listeners of the show that I have depression, and Davin's a mensch, and he'll know, he'll pick up on it, and he'll go, you know, can I do something? What's going on? And talk through where I'm at, which is really, really super helpful, and I appreciate that.
Oh, no problem.
And but not that often. It's just when I'm like really down in the trenches, going, I want to die, you know. I'm pulling you all in with me.
See, you have not learned the art of repression. It's a beautiful thing. I was a cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Oh, probably about 4 years ago. I was having some bad thoughts, and I actually made a couple inquiries about a therapist. But I got through that, and I've repressed everything, and it's fucking fine. I am not walking into malls or supermarkets or anything else, and eliminating people, because as much as I don't like you people, I don't want anything bad to happen to you people. I want you all happy and lovely.
I don't understand that mindset that I feel bad about my life and myself. I feel terrible, so let me take you with me. What the fuck?
I think for a lot of people, it's they feel ignored. I think a lot of people feel ignored, not seen, not heard. And
yeah.
I'm going to do this, and I can't be ignored anymore. I think that's what it is for a lot of people. And, you know, I don't – not that I'm any better, but I up until this year, I had comedy every week where you couldn't fucking ignore me. And, you know, I do this where maybe most people ignore me, but that's fine too. But I think a lot of people, they just feel ignored. I mean, we're not you know, if you can't communicate, if you don't have those people in your life, or you don't feel like you have the skills to connect with people, you know, it's hard. It's not an excuse. It's not an excuse. But it is nice. You know, this time last year, you know, we were all worried about getting the vid-19, the COVID-19. Everything was on lockdown. You know, you didn't want to get germs. It's nice now that America's, you know, things are starting to open up. Now you just have to have your head on a swivel because a maniac might fucking stroll in and decide to take you. It's good to have America back. Good job, America. We're back. Back to being scared shitless, and we can't do anything about it. Oh, USA.
It's sickening that we had a reprieve from that because everybody was hiding in their homes, you know, on lockdown at times, devastated and afraid, and so people weren't going anywhere. And as soon as people started to congregate, the loonies came out. It's just like, fuck.
It's,
you know,
one
what
of the
it reminds
reasons?
Me of?
What's
you
that?
Know, have you read any of the stories about how the ice shelves are starting to deteriorate, and they're starting to get down to, they're thawing at levels that haven't been seen in quite a while.
Sure.
So the bacteria that was frozen in there is reanimating, and it's like, now the zombie apocalypse can begin.
The woolly mammoth virus, that's what it is, the woolly mammoth virus. I don't know, our infatuation and the ease with which it is to get a gun in this country is one of the reasons why I would leave this fucking country in a heartbeat. Doesn't mean I don't love the country, but this it's one of the reasons. This country is sick. And it's not like, oh, you're against the Second Amendment. Not at all. Not at all. I have no problem, you know, with gun ownership. I just think there's a time and a place for gun ownership. And I don't think it should be as easy as it is. Oh, well, criminals are going to get guns anyway. Yeah, but a lot of times you find out, oh, well, man, this slipped through the cracks. Why didn't we see this? Or this person shouldn't have been able to get a gun. So, but I'm not going to get a whole Second Amendment thing. But it is one of the reasons increasingly I would leave this fucking country in a heartbeat. Love the country, but peace out, yo. This country is sick. It is ruled by a minority of a minority. If you look at all the polls of what Americans want for their society, how Americans want to live, and you see that you can't get anything done, no matter who's in power, whether it be the right or the left, they get nothing done because it's controlled by a minority of a minority. You know, listen, overwhelmingly people want better health care. Overwhelmingly people want better roads. Overwhelmingly people want stronger gun laws. You know, all these things where if you just poll the people, what the people actually want, it goes across party lines. They just can't, because of our political system, deliver the change that people want, which is why I'm like, well, fuck it. If I'm going to be in a country that can't do anything well, I might as well be in a country where my dollar goes a lot further and I can fucking hang out on the beach all the time. You know, if I'm going to live in a country where shit goes tits up all the time, I might as well do it in the Caribbean. But if I can't do that, I might as well go to fucking Canada, where, yeah, they're racist up in Canada, and the weather's not as nice. But there's not as many people there, and they do have better laws in a lot of ways. Now, they overstep on some things that would drive me nuts. But if you've ever been to Canada, very nice country. Very nice people in Canada. Racist up there, trust me. They don't all love Americans as much as you think they do. Trust me. But,
Well, they're afraid of us.
They're not afraid. I've talked about before, the world pities us at this point. They look at us, they go, wow, you have all the resources, you're the strongest country, and you can't do the simple shit. And that's the political system, and that's, you know, and that's not a knock on the people. That's not, it's like, oh, I don't like Republicans, or I don't like conservatives, or I don't like people from red states. No, it's all about the politics. Now, I don't like the batshit crazy people. I definitely don't like, I don't like them on the left or the right, which is why I'm so often alone. But
I think this seems like it's a gimme because most people are in the middle, so most people don't like the people that are on, you know, the extremes. Now, I think extremist by definition is somebody who's ideas are just so far from what most people think and don't want to have to deal with. You know, I find the left and the right extremists alarming.
Well, I mean, think about it. Your extreme right has like an infatuation with guns, and the extreme left came up with the fucking bright idea to, quote, defund the police, which actually doesn't mean defunding the police. But on the further left than that, you have the people, and I had this argument on Facebook. Actually, somebody who you're friends with and was a guest co-host at one point, who actually doesn't want the police at all. I'm like, no, you do not want a society without police. That is not what, well, you know, we'll do this. And no. You need good guys with guns. We just have to make sure the good guys are good guys and they're well trained. You don't want to live in it. Trust me, you're not scary enough to live in a society without police where bigger, stronger can just take what they want. And there's a part of our society, part of the world, that thinks bigger, stronger can have whatever you want, which is why you need laws and police. So the far left doesn't want any of that at all. The far left thinks, you know what? I want this city block in Seattle. I don't understand why we can't camp here forever. No, you can't camp there forever. It's after curfew. Let's go home, stupid. Start again tomorrow.
I really don't understand why it was let to go on as long.
Because you had cowardly politicians. You have cowardly politicians on the left and the right. They didn't want to anger anybody. Yeah. Oh, you know, we don't want to cause a problem. We don't want there to be riots. No, you got to go. Yeah, you can't shut down a city block because you feels like it. I'm sorry. You could come back and protest again. Well, you can definitely be heard. But you can't take over a police station because police are bad. You can't do that. And I don't think police are bad. But,
yeah, absolutely not. Yeah. No, I mean, that kind of bullshit on either side should not be allowed and not tolerated.
I concur. I can.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, and every once in a while I mean, she has some views that I don't agree with, and I was not aware of the no police at all thing. We haven't talked about that, but
it was like months ago. It's when the whole defund the police thing started, and originally I didn't know what defund the police meant. I had to educate myself. But I'm willing to educate myself, but that just shows you how stupid they were to come up with that name, because I'm actually willing to do the research. Most people like, here, defund the police? What, you don't want to fund the police? That sounds terrible. Who is working on marketing? Again, how am I not consulted on this shit? Once again, I could have, defund the police? No, scratch that. That's a non-starter. We're not going to defund the police. So what, are the police going to go out and scrounge for bullets? Is that how they're going to do it? Are they going to sell fresh produce on the side of the road on the weekends so that they can buy their bulletproof vests and get gasoline for the police cars? Is that what we're going to do? No. We're not going to be doing fundraisers for the police. In the Bush administration, we had to do fundraisers for our military to get them the proper armor. I certainly don't want to do that with the police, but they didn't consult me. They didn't fucking consult me.
Right. No, a terrible, like you said, the marketing on this was terrible. What a stupid title for not, it doesn't mean that. And it's like, if most people, and most people do not have the time to go and do the research on every news topic and every political idea that comes along down the pike. Because, I mean, for the last 4 years, it was exhausting. There was a new outrage every day.
Terrible.
I mean, a 24-hour news cycle, there's a new outrage every day anyway. But, I mean, it was exhausting. It was so much to take in. And you can't – you have a life, and people have family, kids, and you know, their job, and, you know, driving kids to things. And, no, there's way too much going on in everybody's life for them to sit there and educate themselves on these things that they hear thrown out. They trust their news source, and I use news in quotes sometimes, to tell them, well, what does that mean? And, of course, that is going to be given with a heavy bias on a lot of programs.
Can I, on that
so
note,
people go nuts. Like, who would even think that's a good idea?
On that note, can I tell you how proud I am of MSNBC and CNN and how unlike Fox News they are? Because this
whole please.
Because this whole thing on the border, and there's all sorts of reasons why it is, and there's all sorts of reasons what's being done to solve it and everything. But this whole thing on the border is certainly not good. To the point now is like we're finding out like some of the migrants were like set loose into the country with no court date. NBC reported that, which Nanak, don't like that at all. Don't like that at all. But CNN and MSNBC are sinking their fucking fangs into the Biden administration. They're like, you're not giving us access. We can't get even in there. Even Trump let us in there. What's going on? But like they're hammering on this shit. I'm like, yes, that's what you fucking do. Fox News would never do that with all Trump scandals. They're like, oh, look over here. Dr. Seuss or whatever fucking outrage was at the moment. So I'm like watching this. I'm like, that's what this is what news is. And I said this from the beginning. You know, when Biden had nothing bad going on, I go, I hope they hold him to the fire. And they're fucking holding him to the fire. Good. Get him. Sink your fangs into him. What the fuck is going on? And listen, I know they're working to solve the issue. And I know I know there's reasons why it's as bad as it is. Some Biden's fault, some not Biden's fault. But the fact is, they're not pretending it doesn't exist. They're not ignoring it like Fox News would for Trump, or OAN would for Trump, or Newsmax would. They're covering the fucking issues. I'm like, you know what? Mwah. Yes, this is fucking news. So that's why it's like, oh, well, you know, MSNBC, CNN, they're just like Fox on the other side. Nay. They're doing a damn good job to the point where, like, the Biden administration doesn't want to use the word crisis. I feel like we're under the Obama administration where they didn't want to use the word terrorist, or Trump where they didn't want to use the word pandemic. Again, we're arguing about words, which is how you know the biggest fucking distraction. But MSNBC and CNN, they're like, nay, this is a crisis. I'm like, okay, that's a crisis. Now, where I will give them credit is they don't make a big deal of Biden falling over. Listen. He fell upset. Listen, Mike Pence fell. Barack Obama fell. Gerald Ford fell. George W. Bush choked on a pretzel. George Herbert Walker Bush puked in the Japanese premier's lap. Donald Trump needs two hands to take a sippy cup of water, and he needs to walk very slowly down a ramp. You know, listen, it's not a big fucking deal, but you see the people on the left pouncing on. It's like, they all fucking fall. We all fall. What I don't need the Biden administration is doing, well, there was a gust of wind. Three fucking times?
No. There was a gust of wind. It's like, will you please? Look, just say the man fell down. I know that they're desperate to show him as younger and vital Biden, but the man is almost 80 years old.
You don't have to
give us a break.
We all fall down. Here's the problem. We don't all have cameras on us all the time. I was talking to somebody. It might have been the woman we were talking about a few minutes ago. I go, the downfall of Biden was, because we all trip, he didn't have flat ground to, like, sprint up and, like, hey, everything's okay, like we all do. Because we all trip, hey, everything's okay, meant to do that. No, he had more stairs. So he went to try to pull it off, then boom, goes down again, then boom, goes down again. Finally, stupid, after the third time, goes, I better fucking collect myself. Let's get up these fucking stairs and turn around and salute like nothing's wrong. We all would have done the same shit. You don't have to, I almost fall downstairs all the time. I don't know, now falling upstairs three times, that's a fucking talent. I've fallen upstairs because, like, your foot catches or you misstep and everything three fucking times. That's a talent. But here's what I know. Like, I made fun of that. I mean, with the exception of Joe, who would occasionally make fun of Trump, you don't really find too many right, like, Trump-loving comedians who would ever make fun of Donald Trump and the many hilarious things he would do. The many things, go, is that guy there? Is he all right in the head? They would never do that. But to me, Joe Biden's not a god. He's not a messiah. He's a fucking guy who fell down. And the fact that he did it three times in a row upstairs is hilarious.
I wish I had a nickel for every time I have fallen up my basement stairs. They're carpeted, but it usually happens if I'm wearing a dress and it gets on the stair in front of me and I step on the hem. I've never hurt myself doing it, but it's happened so many times. But also, I'm dragging the laundry up and down, and I have an armful. I just got to get a laundry basket, for God's sake.
Yeah, you
but
treat
it's
yourself.
Like, I have an armful of laundry, and a sock will fall on the stair, and I'm like, whoopsie, and I've got laundry all over the stairs. It only happens going up, though.
You don't
I don't understand, but I just lie there in the laundry and laugh my ass off, because it's like, what are you going to do?
One of my fears, because I've tripped a few times, I've caught myself, I've tripped coming out of the shower a few times. One of my fears is I'm not going to catch myself, and there I am going to be like in agony with something broken, crying, naked, wet in the shower because stupid couldn't get out of the shower. That's like one of the fucking biggest fears, like, oh my God, this is how I'm going to be found. I'm going to fucking die naked coming out of the shower. But that's humanity. That's what they got to fucking own. And the Biden administration should have just been like, yeah, he tripped three times. Fucking hilarious. He's fine. Don't worry about it. You know, just play it off. And, you know, with the Trump and the Trumpalites, he's infallible. No, he makes hilarious mistakes all the time. It's hilarious that he had to drink a bottle of water with two hands like he was a 3-year-old. That's hilarious. It's like, if you're not making fun of that, if you're not making fun of that shit, then I know you're a partisan hack. I know you are. And it's not like, oh, you're making fun of somebody who's on the decline. No, Donald Trump didn't always drink his cup of water with two hands. But on that day, it was like Nana gave him a hot cup or something, and he didn't want to spill a little drop. And with Joe Biden, hey, everybody falls up the stairs once, three fucking times, stupid. Come on. You know what it was? He panicked. He panicked. We all did. Oh, shit, the water. And he hurried up. No. After you got to collect. You got to take a deep breath. Go, all right, I'm really going to concentrate on these stairs now. I'm going to hold the rail, and I'm going to walk up these stairs slowly. If you ever see Donald Trump when he would go on Air Force One, he was not letting go of that fucking handrail. He was holding that shit. He was smart that way. He's like, I'm not going out like a bitch like this. I've seen too many people fall down these fucking stairs. And he was smart that way.
Well, the other thing was he's afraid that the toilet paper that he was trailing was going to catch on the stairs and drag him back down.
I remember that. Yeah, but it's just hilarious.
That happened to me once.
I think that happened to me once.
Toilet paper trailing on my shoe.
Yeah, I mean, that happens in the bathrooms because people are filthy animals. You know, as long as there's not a turd attached to it, you're good. You're fine. But
And it wasn't mine.
The turd
was not mine.
That's good to know. I just like how, like, the right wing go, oh, this is evidence. Like, here's why I always laugh with this. Go, all right, you think this guy is incompetent, has oatmeal for brains, and he still bitch slapped your boy. America still said, yes, I want to take this comatose patient in your mind who's got nothing going on upstairs and needs a bib when he has warm broth, and he still beat your god by a lot, by a landslide. I was like, so how bad is your fucking guy? America said, we'd rather have this guy who barely has a fucking pulse and no more brain waves than your guy.
It's like grandpa that I have to yell at and repeat things to.
And you know what?
Did better.
You know what I don't like? I've seen people's like, they make fun of the way Biden talks. I didn't know this. I learned it a few months ago. He's got a stuttering issue. It's like, really, if that's what you're done to, if that's what you're down to, then you really, you know, then it's good for Biden. If that's what they got, then Biden's doing a good job. Now Biden's getting pressure from the left to, they want something done with guns. They want infrastructure. And Biden's like, I just want to talk about COVID-19. Everybody, here's what's funny about the right. All of a sudden, the right cares about, immigrants, migrants, and like not being treated well. All of a sudden, now it's like, oh, what is going on at the border? Oh my God! It's like motherfucker shit. 2019. We had a record amount of migrants at the border coming into the country. You didn't say shit when Donald Trump was president. I know you don't give a shit now. So stop it.
It's very transparent.
It's like the same thing. Like the ones who were like believe. Oh, it's just locker room talk with Donald Trump. And now they're coming on Cuomo. It's like no. You can't make fun of him. You can't make fun of Cuomo because you believe these guys are fucking infallible and they're all good guys. Me, I know they're scumbags. I think I'm gonna have a gay old time making fun of them. But you know, you get the
there's just so many incidents that you can point to somebody saying one thing when it's their guy and another thing when it's the guy they hate. And it's just like, if you're gonna bear your fangs on an issue, you should be bearing them on both. But they're just, I mean, it's been done to death, but they're all so hypocritical.
That's why
he's going to join us soon.
What? What'd you say?
Joe says he's going to be in soon. And
hello, Joe.
Yeah, and our Joe, not Biden.
Maybe he will. That'd be nice. That'd be a good get.
You know what? If he decides that he wants to be on the show, I would be all for that.
Sure.
It's just like, just stay on a flat surface during our show. Thank you.
We'll go a little bit more slowly for President Biden.
See, the thing is, I know that he speaks in a more measured way because of his stuttering, background, and he's obviously overcome it. And it's like, yay for you! But there's people who are mean, just basically, and they think that any disability is okay to make fun of. We've already seen somebody doing that. Yeah. And it, it's it, it's not like, oh, everybody's so precious. Everybody's got something. But it's like, really? You have to go that low? Jesus Christ.
Well, like I said, if that's where they're going with Biden, then he's doing a good job. Now,
I think
things are about to get a lot tougher for him. Because it's, because everybody's looking at the border right now. And he's like, son of a bitch, I got to deal with this shit. And, it's not all...
And I don't know the answer.
Well, the problem is, we really don't have a place to put these people. Like, they've come a long way, faced terrible hardships, they're leaving a bad situation, and the long-term answer is, well, you got to pour money into these foreign countries, which is what Obama was doing, which is why Obama had a record low immigration from these countries. But we stopped that under Trump. But that's the long-term answer. Short-term, it's like, oh, we got to find a place to put them. The answer is not releasing them without any paperwork. That is not the answer. That is not going to win you any elections or make you any friends.
No.
That's
just stupid. You'll never see these people again.
No. So they got to do better. At least I feel like they're trying to do better. So. But like I said, I'm very glad to see that MSNBC and CNN is using their journalistic integrity, and I'll give them credit for having journalistic integrity for sinking their fangs into Biden. Go, no, it's a crisis, and NBC of all people is the one they're reporting. Go, yeah, they're just releasing people with no court date. Good, fucking report this shit, because on the right you would occasionally have the Wall Street Journal doing that. Wall Street Journal did some good. Occasionally did some good reporting on Donald Trump, but never Fox, never Fox News, never OAN or Newsmax. Such garbage. They are such garbage. I don't watch them anymore. I used to watch Fox News. Can't watch it anymore. Can't watch it because I know they have no journalistic integrity. Now, I might watch Chris Wallace if he's on, if I'm clicking around, and I might watch Neil Cavuto if I'm clicking around. I've always liked Neil Cavuto. I don't think Neil Cavuto is the scumbag that most of the people are over there. You know, I when I watch Neil Cavuto, even though I might not always agree with him, I feel like he's a decent human being. So I'm like, all right, I can watch you. I can get the news from Neil Cavuto. But, yeah, that's it. But anyway.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear that that's your analysis of it. I haven't been watching a lot of news lately, to be honest.
Taking a break.
Sorry?
You're taking a break. I don't blame you.
Yeah, I mean, I really needed a mental health break from watching the news like 24/7 because it was just so exhausting.
Oh,
but
it was.
There were so many things going on that were crazy to me that it was starting to ramp me up into like this general feeling of hopelessness, and I don't need that, you know, in the middle of COVID when I'm unemployed and I'm having health issues. It's like I'm not up on anything. I see headlines, and of course I read things because of the show, but I generally read the stories from newspapers online rather than watch the channels that are, you know, biased.
Here's what I noticed about Joe Biden. Joe Biden said he was going to bring the temperature down in this country, and he has. Even on social media, it's not as adversarial anymore. You know, because with Donald Trump was looking to always stir the pot, always have a fight. Donald Trump was always looking for that, and his wolf pack of followers. I mean, and I said it under Obama, and Bill Maher actually said it before I said it. But it's like, he's not your boyfriend. They look at Donald. I've said it before. I wish somebody loved me as much as they love Donald Trump and found me as that infallible. Because they, like, whatever was going on, they would stick up. When Biden does stupid shit, people might not call him to task, but they're not sticking up for it. They're not going, no, this is good. This is fine. And here's why it's fine. And I'll fight you to the death because you don't think it's fine. It's like, oh, everything's fucking calm now. And also, on my end, Joe is probably the only Trumpster who I will engage with regularly. Because most of them, well, I have to for this, obviously. But even besides that, most of them are just so hypocritical, so full of shit, and so fucking stupid. And here, we're not going to talk about this article. I'm going to say why I'm going to call them stupid, and it's not a nice thing to do. Because Tucker Carlson in court thinks they're fucking stupid. And now Sidney Powell, who is Donald Trump's attorney and who is the one filing all these fakakta lawsuits about a stolen election and Venezuela and Dominion, now her defense in court is only a moron would believe this shit. And Steve Bannon, which we talked about, thinks that these people are so fucking stupid that he's going to defraud them out of money to so they can send them money to build the wall. And Donald Trump thinks they're so fucking stupid that he's going to start a fund, you know, to fight election fraud, which is really just going into his fucking pocket. So it's not really I think you're fucking stupid. They think you're stupid. That's what it is. They think you're stupid, and that's insulting. The people who you – and we'll talk about more about this Powell thing another time. But the people who you think are giving you the truth – think you're a fucking moron. And that's the fucking sad part. So forget about what I say. Forget about what Don Lemon says or Chris Cuomo says or Rachel Maddow says or anybody on the left or center says. The people who you think are on your side think you're a fucking moron. And when push comes to shove, when their ass is on the fire, they will fucking sell you out every time. Sell you out every time and call you an idiot. If it saves their skin. And you know who that's not going to help? It's not going to help the people who stormed the Capitol on January 6th. That defense isn't going to fucking help at all. But so, yeah. So it's not that I think you're fucking stupid. They think you're stupid. But we'll get into that Sidney Powell thing another time. It's a fascinating story. And I think Alex Jones was actually the first one to use this defense in court. Where only a moron would believe the things I'm saying. Then Tucker Carlson, which we reported on, did it. And that worked to his advantage. The judge was like, yeah, only a moron would listen to this asshole, Tucker Carlson. The number one rated show in cable news, by the way. Only a moron would believe this guy. And now Sidney Powell, who got all these Trumpsters riled up. Oh, no, Venezuela's involved. Dominion, blah, blah, blah. No, only a moron would believe this shit. So, please, folks, don't fucking spare me about how smart you are, how well-informed you are. It doesn't matter what I think. It really doesn't. The people who you think are on your side think you're a moron. They think you're fucking stupid. And if I was that person, it would insult me. But that's why I don't engage. That's why I don't really engage anymore in these conversations. It's like, well, their own team thinks they're fucking idiots. So why am I going to waste my time?
It just shows the cynicism of politics in general. Is that, you know, it's like all politicians, most politicians, look at people, average people, as pawns in a big game.
Maybe.
Or just little chess pieces.
I don't know.
And, you know, whatever gets their... gets them reelected.
I don't know if that's true.
Gets their backing more money.
I don't know if that's true. I mean, we've never seen it as overt as this. I'll tell you right now. If there was somebody, a politician, say it came out. I don't know. Say Kamala Harris was pushing something for the Biden administration, and then it came out on a fucking tape. She goes, "Yeah, we know our sides." Stupid. They believe this shit. First of all, I go, well, fuck, I guess I'm stupid. But then I go, fuck you. I'm not believing you anymore. Go fuck yourself. I will never vote for you again because you. Not only do you not respect me, you openly don't respect me. I will never believe anything you say again. But that's just me. Other people, they need to rationalize it in their own fucking head to make them feel smart. I would go, oh, I guess I was fucking stupid because I took you at your word. You know what the old saying? Shame, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. We've seen this pattern with all the people.
Get the way around.
With all the people, the higher ups in the Trump. And Trump himself, they think you're fucking stupid. Well, remember Rudy Giuliani when he was representing Donald Trump. Not once did he in court in the 60 some odd cases did he file a fraud case. Not once did he do that because he couldn't. Because he knows it would have been his ass. But whatever. I want to have that conversation with Joe. It's a more interesting conversation when Joe is here. So I don't want to fully. But listen, man, if you're a Trump supporter, that's fine. That's your prerogative. But really, just look at what the people who you thought were telling you the truth and thought you had your best interest in and who you trusted. Look how they think about you. It's just forget about how much you think the left disrespects you. And a lot of ways the left does disrespect them. There's a snobbery about the left. I'm a fucking snob. I admit, but at least I fucking own it. Forget about what you think the opposition thinks of you. And in a lot of cases, you're right and it's wrong and it's terrible. Your own side thinks lowly of you, and that's what should piss you off. That's what, and I get upset for them. It's like, you know, these people.
Yeah, it's like it's so insulting.
Yeah, it's too much. But that's the move. We've seen it time and time again. You know, when they're like, I'm in court now. Only an idiot would believe me. But you're an attorney. Yeah, but you know, I was just kidding. You know, you can't do that. You can't. People believed you. I don't know why. I don't know why they thought Hugo Chavez, who's dead, had anything to do with the election. But they believed you because you had access to power. And what did you do? You abused that power, and now to save your ass. But you know what? They're not. The people who need to hear that are not going to hear that. But that's
by the way, Jefferson Davis is dead too. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Okay, all right. On that note, let's take our first break, shall we?
Okay.
And I know we were going to get to you, but then we got on this whole fucking sidetrack thing. So
that's okay.
We'll do it another time. Hopefully, Joe will join us soon.
Yeah, I mean, if we start and he's not here yet, well, we'll start and he's not here yet. He'll pop in.
Yeah. No, I know that. I'm not worried about that. It's just pain in the ass with some of the technology. But
I know. But the technology is always a pain in the ass. Samsung phone was going nuts.
It wasn't your phone.
The last 2 days.
It wasn't your phone. They put an update on Android. There was a new update that they put out, and it fucked up a lot of people's phone. Not my phone.
I know.
But
I meant it was Android, and it everybody's phone went insane, and it was. Yesterday, I thought it was me. I was like, "What are you doing?"
My wife thought it. My wife thought it was her too. She was going to go. She thought she had to get a new phone, but I actually found an article online this morning. But before that, because she has a business phone, she gets 24-hour tech support. They solved the problem for her. But so it's a known issue. Although my phone, knock on wood, has not had that issue, and it's an Android. But yeah, it was not.
Mr. Helix didn't say a word about it, and mine was going berserk yesterday, and I really needed it to like calm the hell down, and it wouldn't.
Is Mr. Helix working on How Close to Hell Are You? Is he working on that for us? Was that conversation had?
No, we did not have that conversation because there are technical difficulties at the radio station and it is shut down.
Wow.
Yeah, they were doing a rebuild of their system and they've come across some glitches. I mean, it's above my pay grade to know what they are, but yeah, nothing's working, so... not happening.
How close to hell are you? We're fucking in hell right now. The whole station's down. All right.
They're in hell. Excuse me, I snortled.
He should be able to actually do with what you use at home. He should be able to do it.
No. Oh, no. No.
Okay. No. Okay. All right, so on the break, we have new music from Hide and Seek featuring MJ Smallman with Waiting on Heaven's Call. And you can learn more about them at khb-music.de, khb-music.de. Also, new music from Tristan O'Donovan. This is a fun little tune. I enjoyed listening to this one. Not that I don't enjoy all of them, but I enjoyed listening to this one with Bottle O' Red, an Irishman. Tristan O'Donovan with a Bottle O' Red. Fun little song there. You can learn more about them.
Sounds good. I think I would trust being with that particular drunk.
Yes. Well, it's about good food and having a bottle of wine. And you know what? If you can find an Irishman that doesn't want to drink just Guinness, you've got yourself a winner right there. But you can learn more about Tristan at fluttertone.com. And when we come back, Utah does not want your kids jerking off, and they're going to stop it. and Captain America, he likes to get speared from behind, apparently, in the new version. And some people on the right do not like that. And Gen X, stop fucking sitting out the culture wars. If you're sitting out the culture wars, Fox News needs you. They need you. So much more. Hopefully Joe will be here. We'll be back in a few minutes. Oh, I didn't even get the music queued up. How much do I suck? How much do I suck at this? I get it all.
I suck. Should we do a bumper for that? We need like some music for how much do I suck?
That's actually not a bad idea either, but that might be the only thing we ever get done on this show.
That would actually, we'd be playing that. That would be the background music for every segment.
I mean, there's a lot of us sucking, to be fair. But
yeah, absolutely. And we're not even like talking about me anymore.
No, much to Mr. Hillock's chagrin. That's it. Who am I?
Joe says he's in the car.
Oh, okay. Thanks, stupid.
He's just sitting in his driveway. He refuses to go in the house.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that information. I mean, if Joe wants us to call him on the break, that should be the fucking message conveyed. I don't need play by play. I've unzipped my pants. I am jerking off to Blue Oyster Cult.
Say it slower.
Slow. I'm jerking off to Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah. Go back to the zipper going down slow.
Don't fear the Reaper. It's gonna splash his sauce on
you. That's your pet name. That would be a hilarious.